Welcome to the Celeb News Ride Home for Thursday, January 2nd, 2020. I'm your host, Kate Raft. Wow, it's finally Barbara Walters' favorite year, 2020, and this is the very first episode of the year. I don't know about you, but my New Year's resolution was to fill my brain with useless facts about Wilmer Valderrama's Instagram influencer fiance, Amanda Pacheco. I'm already off to a strong start this year, gotta say. Today's topics: Michelle Williams is engaged and pregnant to a brand new guy, and the timeline is interesting. Mariah Carey got hacked. Lady Gaga made out with Michael. Wilmer Valderrama and Amanda Pacheco are engaged. Kathy Griffin got surprise married, and Lindsay Lohan is coming back to America. Hallelujah! Here's what you missed today in the world of celebrity news. Okay, so Michelle Williams is pregnant and engaged to a brand new guy who seemingly came out of nowhere. His name is Thomas Kail, and the two met while he directed her in Fosse Verdon. He's also known for being the director of Hamilton. This news broke on People.com on Monday, which featured the couple posing in some I'm in love photos alongside the news of their engagement and pregnancy and blah, 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 blah. On the surface, this all sounds kind of like a painfully boring A-lister getting married, blah, blah, blah. But actually, it's not boring. It's super interesting and very, very weird and possibly suspect. First off, it's worth noting that Michelle and Thomas are allegedly still married to other people, and they also allegedly just met each other a few months ago. This timing, if true, feels very Noah Baumbach, Greta Gerwig levels of like, So if you're wondering why they went with like the flashy old school publicist coordinated article in People.com about their pregnancy and engagement, well, first of all, they snuck it in over the New Year's Eve holiday, which is a slow news week, and maybe they were hoping it wouldn't get that much coverage. And secondly, she's going to be on the red carpet this Sunday for the Golden Globes, so I'm guessing maybe they're trying to get ahead of the buzz around her having a baby bump. Page Six covered this, writing, quote, "Many media insiders raised their eyebrows on Monday evening when a cheery piece appeared on People Magazine's website announcing the news that Michelle Williams is pregnant and engaged to Hamilton director Thomas Kail. But the piece, which features a family album-worthy paparazzi shot of the happy pair, conspicuously neglected to mention the fairly juicy fact that both Williams and Kail were in serious relationships with other people when they met just a few months ago." Page Six later added, quote, "The omission led tabloid veterans to speculate that Williams's camp slipped the exclusive to People on the condition that the Weekly keep mum about the potentially embarrassing circumstances of their happy union," end quote. Sidebar, I love the phrase tabloid veteran. Can I be a tabloid veteran? I want to be a tabloid veteran. Anyway, so yeah, it seems like they got together and, you know, they did kind of a tit for tat with People where they were like, don't talk about how the timing is maybe shady and that maybe we like cheated or something. Just post the happy pictures of us and yay, we're all good. Anyway, while most of the world was getting completely blackout drunk on New Year's Eve, these brave souls at my favorite gossip site, Oh No They Didn't, were stitching together a detailed timeline of Michelle Williams's relationships throughout the past 3 years. They summed up her kind of serial monogamy, writing, quote, January 2018, Williams dating, possibly engaged, to Andrew Usman. July 2018, Williams marries Phil Elverum, begins work on Fosse Verdon. December 2nd, 2018, Thomas Kail attends the Kennedy Center Honors with wife Angela Christian. March 2019, Fosse Verdon wraps. April 2019, the Williams/Elverum separation is made public. Kail attends the premiere of his show without his wife. December 2019, Williams and Kail announce their engagement and pregnancy," end quote. So there you have it. Michelle Williams is having her second child. Her kid, Matilda, is getting a little sibling. Congrats, Michelle and Thomas Kail. Who cares about the timing and, you know, the other people, whatever. It's all good. Happy for you guys. And hey, congrats to Busy Phillips too, just because, you know, just want to throw in Busy Phillips into the mix. Because I'm happy for Busy. I'm always happy for Busy Phillips. the Eminem versus Nick Cannon feud has now gotten so out of control that someone hacked Mariah Carey's Twitter account in an attempt to stir the pot on New Year's Eve of all days. Ugh. Before I read you Mariah Carey's hacked tweets, I'll read this quote from Just Jared, who summed up the beef between Nick Carter and Eminem thus far, saying, quote, Mariah and Eminem allegedly briefly dated in 2001, and while he confirmed the fling, she denied the romance rumors. Over the years, they've been involved in a feud, which is still going on to this day. Just a few weeks ago, Eminem released a song in which he took shots at Mariah's ex-husband, Nick Cannon, end quote. Okay, here are the tweets that showed up on Mariah Carey's verified Twitter account during the New Year's Eve hack sesh. Quote, Eminem can still hold this p***. The next tweet read, Eminem has a little penis. Then the next tweet was, 5,000 RTs and all drop at Eminem's dick. S/O iCloud. And lastly, the final tweet of the hacking session was, quote, Yo, that diss track on at Eminem was hard. Crying laughing emoji, end quote. Mariah then went on Twitter a few hours later and deleted the whole thing. She wrote, quote, I take a freaking nap and this happens, end quote. I mean, hacking happens all the time. I just hate that this happened to Mimi on New Year's Eve. Everyone knows that New Year's Eve is a special day for Mariah, okay? She wrote Auld Lang Syne. I mean, I know technically she didn't write Auld Lang Syne. It's a Scottish poem from the year 1788. But Mariah Carey definitely put Auld Lang Syne on the map when she released her incredible and beautiful 2010 remix of the song on her Merry Christmas to You album. Two is spelled like the number two in Roman numerals. Anyway, prayers for Mariah Carey. May she nap in peace in 2020. Lady Gaga made out with Michael. Did you hear me? Lady Gaga made out with Michael. Michael who? I don't know. All I know is that she made out with a dude named Michael. TMZ reported on her makeout with Michael saying, quote, At the stroke of midnight, Gaga shared a passionate kiss, not a friend kiss by a long shot, with a dark-haired, bearded dude named Michael. We don't know who he is, but Gaga sure does. She and Michael left hand in hand into the Vegas night. End quote. Wow, Michael. No last name, just Michael. What a guy. Do we stan Michael? No last name? I guess we stan. Congrats to Gaga and Michael, and may you have lots of shared saliva in the new year. We all want to do the right thing and keep our bodies healthy in the long run, but even if we try to eat kale salads and drink a million green smoothies, we're still most likely not getting all the essential nutrients we need on a daily basis. Enter Ritual, the obsessively researched vitamin for women. Ritual's essentials have the nutrients most of us don't get enough of from food. Two easy-to-take capsules provide 9 nutrients you need to support a strong foundation for your health. So one of my personal New Year's resolutions is to be extremely hashtag health, and it's already going swimmingly because I've been taking Ritual for a few weeks now, and I feel better. It is good. I've never been a vitamin person before, but now I'm a full-on convert. Ritual Essential for Women is the multivitamin reimagined. From D3 to omega-3, Ritual's Essential for Women helps fill gaps in a woman's diet. Their no-nausea capsule design is gentle on an empty stomach, and there's a mint tab in every bottle to keep things fresh so you don't get that fishy aftertaste common with most omega-3s. Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/celeb to start your ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/celeb.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Love is incredibly in the air right now. People are horny for love in 2020, I guess. Speaking of being horny for love, Wilmer Valderrama, a.k.a. Fez from That 70s Show, a.k.a. the expo of Lindsay Lohan and the expo of Demi Lovato, is now engaged. That's right, Wilmer Valderrama is getting married to a woman named Amanda Pacheco. Or is it Pacheco? Amanda Pachiso? Anyway, the only info anyone has been able to gather on her has been from her Instagram, where in her bio, there's two defining characteristics. One, she's a model. And two, she's a PADI certified scuba diver. And I think that's pretty cool. So I'm going to go ahead and call her Scuba Mandy. E! News covered Wilmer's engagement to Scuba Mandy and summed up their relationship thus far, saying, quote, "The NCIS actor and Amanda, who is 28 years old and works as a model, were first romantically linked in April 2019 after being spotted out and about together in LA. He definitely wants to make sure she feels taken care of," a source told E! News at the time. "Even if they're just doing simple things, they have a lot of fun and are always smiling," end quote. I'm so happy for Wilmer and Scuba Mandy. May their oxygen tanks always remain full of love. So speaking of new love on New Year's, our girl Kathy Griffin got surprise engaged just before midnight and then surprise married right after midnight. Kathy Griffin posted a video on Twitter at 8:15 p.m. on New Year's Eve announcing her engagement to longtime boyfriend Randy Bick, which is a great name, by the way. Randy Bick, I mean, you can't make that up. It's too good. Anyway, the duo got married right after midnight in a ceremony at Kathy Griffin's house that was officiated by Lily Tomlin. Kathy tweeted, quote, "The entire ceremony was just under 14 minutes, but I have to give you guys the uncut first 75 seconds. Love it. We promised you atypical. We are in love and we cannot stop laughing. Thank you at Lily Tomlin and Jane Wagner. Hashtag Happy New Year," end quote. So yeah, the wedding seemed cute and sweet. Here's a little preview clip that Kathy was talking about in that tweet. I'll play you a snippet right here.
"Whenever you're ready, Ms. Tomlin.
We are gathered here today to celebrate the marriage of Randy Bick and Kathy Griffin. What was supposed to be a shallow tooted and booted one-night stand has grown and flourished to something far more meaningful. They stayed together. Then they couldn't stay away from one another."
I guess Kathy followed up that tweet with another one saying she's going to post the whole ceremony on her YouTube page, so watch out for that if you want to watch it. Apparently she's going to edit out the vows because that's personal. Very cute, very cute. According to People.com, quote, "Griffin and Bick, who is 18 years the comedian's junior, began dating in 2011 after meeting at a wine festival. Griffin previously told People that she thought their first encounter would be nothing more than a one-night stand. I thought he was just a man whore, if you will," she joked. End quote. Well, Kathy Griffin, you turned a man whore into a man life partner. Kudos to you. Well, this is huge. Like, this is the biggest celebrity news we've had all year. I mean, I know this is the first episode of the year, but still. Lindsay Lohan is, are you sitting down? Lindsay Lohan is coming back to America. Oh my God. Everyone knows Lindsay Lohan's been living as an expat for a while now, bopping around abroad in places like London, Dubai, and more recently Australia. Over New Year's, she was in Muscat, Oman, and she video called into the CNN New Year's special with Andy Cohen and Anderson Cooper. I'll play the clip here where she drops the bombshell news that she's returning to her home country. Here it is.
Do you have any, I know this is always a dumb question, I never know how to answer it, but do you have any resolutions going into 2020?
Yes, I do. I'm managing my sister, so I want to really focus on me and everything that I have to do in my life and come back to America and start filming again, which I'm doing something soon in this new year.
Lindsay, oh my God, I am so ready for you to come back to the States. I mean, we miss you over here. I can't wait to see what she's filming. She's saying she's filming something in that clip. I'm hoping it's another reality show. Remember Lindsay Lohan's reality show that Oprah produced, where the main plot line was just how Lindsay like refused to film the show? Like every single episode was just a frustrated producer yelling at Lindsay through a closed bathroom door or something. That was peak TV, and I need a season two. So thank you so much for coming back, Lindsay. I hope that you make all my dreams come true. That's our episode for today. Thanks for tuning in to the first Celeb News Ride Home of 2020. I've been your host, Kate Raft. You can follow me at Kate Raft on everything. Follow the show too. We're at Celeb Ride Home on Instagram and Twitter. Thanks to Ride Home Media and my co-producer and engineer, Jack Allison. If you're into that sort of thing, you could leave us a little review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks for listening. I will see you tomorrow for a Friday episode of Celeb News Ride Home. See you tomorrow. Happy New Year. Bye-bye-bye.